I've just been joined by Ruben. I reckon he sussed out that we had the heating on and he came in just to get warm. Ruben's from CDG. Morning, sir.
Morning, Ian.
How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate.
Now, just to remind everybody, CDG is Career Development Group.
Yep, Careers Development Group, yeah. We're based in Newport.
And you've got, obviously, a number of people that are currently sadly unemployed, and you're helping them get back to, you know, winning ways, so to
speak. Yeah, we take people when they've been out of work between 9 and 12 months, and then we basically look after them from day one. We do their CV if necessary, help them with any confidence issues, help with their job searching skills, and also provide them with equipment, clothing, whatever they may need to get back into sustainable employment.
Now, do you know what? It sounds terrifying, because I'm 47, and I'm thinking, you know, if just say, for instance, all of a sudden you find yourself unemployed, you just mention those things that I think to myself, CV. I mean, I did write a CV about 10 years ago, maybe. Yeah. All those things, getting back into going for interviews and things like that. Sounds terrifying, but you're there to help.
We are. I mean, very much I find people who've been out of work for some time start going through the motions a little bit. You know, they have the same CVs, the same companies, they just keep sending it and sending it. And obviously, it can feel very much like you're banging your head against a brick wall a lot of the time. You know, you're getting rejections, or very often no one contacts you at all. And what we do is we take the CV and we market it to the companies, which is very important. And our company wants to feel as if you're applying to work with them, not just applying for any old job. And we basically rebrand people. You know, we find out what they're great at, what they want to do, where their strengths lie, and make the CV sort of speak about them, a better personality. And very often that gets a foot through the door.
I would imagine, I'm just going back in time, that we just had, you know, if you were on the dole, you just, whatever they call it now, you just go and sign on. There was nothing else. There was no help, nothing. No. But it sounds like you act as almost like an agent, if you like.
My job within the centre is almost like a recruitment consultant for Careers Development Group, in that I work with employers and try and change many of the sort of misconceptions about unemployment. And obviously, you know, a lot of employers in the past, they've had a lot of candidates through the door, and they don't feel as if unemployed people have got as much to offer as, say, someone who's just come out of employment. Well, a lot of the time, they've got a lot more to offer. And I think what I need to do is change the conception that people have of unemployment, and make it see it as a problem, but actually an opportunity to help more people.
Well, let's start with something positive. I said dole. Yep. It don't sound right. What should we say?
Well, job seeking.
Job seeking.
You know, yeah, people,
job seekers.
People, yeah, I mean, if you're not in work, you're actively job seeking.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
That's what you're doing. I mean, obviously people have significant barriers to job seeking and work. But importantly, what we do is we try and break down those barriers to try and make it easier for them.
I mean, I'm glad we got out of the way, because, you know, obviously I felt a bit uncomfortable, because I know we've moved on. You know, yeah. It's not dole anymore, it's job seekers. So that's how we should respect them a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, they're the unlucky ones, aren't they?
Very much so. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of redundancies in Ireland over the past few months, and obviously over the past few years also. And very often the media will report the job losses as negativity, which of course it is. But actually, there's a lot of companies in Ireland doing very, very well at the moment that perhaps aren't letting everybody know as much as they should do, that are looking for specific skills. And my job very much at the moment, or my mission at the moment, is to try and get people to understand that by retraining and gaining some new skills, they can find sustainable employment on the island to take them through until retirement.
Okay. Well, we've got a young man, and we did have a young man, he finished last week. He came in, made his own commercial, and, you know, it's all about him. It's promoting the fact that he's unemployed, and this is the stuff that he's got experience in. This is the jobs that he would love to do, and that's what we do. We'd love to do a little bit more than that, you know, because obviously, you know, I want to help. This is a community radio station. That's the reason why we set up. So how can we help?
I think, as far as the vector's concerned, I mean, the opportunity to have some of our customers to come along and explain what's great about them and what they've got to offer would really, really help from the point of view of gaining confidence. One of the things that we've noticed from the feedback we've had of customers that have been with you before is they've come back and having the opportunity to tell people genuinely how great they are and what they have to offer really makes them feel as if, you know, actually, you know, they can go back out there and look for work and not feel as if they're being rejected all the time. So to be able to give our customers a chance to come on and have a little bit about what they're looking for would be brilliant, Ian.
Well, I mean, you know, radio's not for everybody. You know, so we haven't got a, you know, 100% record, because some people come in and obviously radio is not for them.
No.
But the majority have come in and they've kind of become a part of it, and you know they've gained in confidence. We've had numerous people. We were just talking about old James McFarlane just recently, and you know, he came in, confidence was on the floor after spending a few months with us. It was, you know, you could tell that the confidence was high, and other people as well. There was a young lady that came in for the first 2 weeks. She didn't say hello or nothing, didn't speak to anybody, and then after a little while, she became part of the show. We didn't force her into, there's a microphone, love, you got to, you know, put yourself behind that. After a period of time, you couldn't get her off the microphone, a bit like karaoke. I'm not sure about that, but once you've been up there once, it's like, hey, I've got the bug here, I want to do it. So I mean, anything that we can do to help, and obviously as the media as well, getting the message out there. I mean, just one thing that I've learned already, you know, it's not the doll. Dull sounds a bit, it's a discriminative word, I think. Yeah. So, you know, let's say it's job seekers, because that's what they are. They're seeking jobs, they're seeking employment.
Very much so. I mean, people aren't just lining up at a job centre, signing on and waiting for the next dull check. They are out there looking for work. And, you know, people do have a misconception about people job seeking, that they're lazy and they're not motivated. Well, if you're getting rejection letter after rejection letter, week after week after week, then you can feel as if you're not getting anywhere, and you do start to lose your confidence. But the fact that the misconception that they don't want to work is untrue. People do want to work, and they want to get back in, and they want to be able to provide for their families and you know, be able to be part of the community again.
I mean, say, just to reiterate, they're the unlucky ones. I count myself incredibly lucky. I've only been employed for very short periods of time, and I didn't have many knockback letters. You just put yourself in the shoes of someone that's getting a letter like that on a regular basis, and they really are trying, and they really want to work and support their family. That must be truly dreadful. If we think about that for a couple of seconds at home, you know, just think about that. You're in a situation where you're really trying your hardest, and you just get knockback after knockback. That ain't easy to come through.
Not at all, and also very often job seekers don't even get the letter, so they'll put a lot of time and effort into an application, and they won't even get a phone call back, because employers are very busy. You know, it's nothing personal; they just have a lot of applications to go through. I always say to our job seekers is, if you think about one job application, 100 people, maybe on average, sometimes more, will go for that job. If you're a small company, a tiny administration department, you're not going to have the opportunity to be able to contact all 100 applicants. They might be able to contact the people who are actually successful, but from a job seeker's point of view, it really is, you know, knocks your confidence, because you're not getting any response from your applications, and as I say, you sometimes lose the will a little bit. So like I say, it's not laziness, it's losing that will and that confidence to keep trying, that we, especially at Careers Development Group, are trying to promote them to get back into doing.
Brilliant. Now, obviously you've got some events coming up and you want to plug those.
Yeah, we're running a careers fair on April the 4th. Basically, the careers fair, it is open to the whole of the island, and it's not so much about people coming along and having jobs on offer or jobs to apply for, although there will be jobs on offer to apply for. It's much more about saying to the island and the community, and the business community especially, coming together and proving that actually this isn't just a place to live, it's a great place to work as well. And there's lots of companies out there doing tremendously well at the moment, who are looking to expand, and as I mentioned before, they're looking to retrain, they're looking to provide islanders with new skills to enable them to carry on. So what we're trying to do is we're going to have a lot of companies there. So far we've got some of the largest manufacturing companies in the island. We've got a large supermarket confirmed to attend. A lot of small businesses as well are going to be there. We're going to have a self-employment area also. And we're looking to have about 20 to 25 employers, plus all the agencies and menu partners we work with, like the Job Centre and other sort of partners who help unemployed people. And at the moment, it's looking like it could be one of the largest employment events ever held on the Isle of Wight.
That's brilliant. So 4th of April?
4th of April, between 11 and 3 o'clock, and it's going to be at Newport Football Club.
Right,
on Medina Way.
Excellent. Which is a great place to go to, get to, and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
it's not
absolutely.
Difficult.
Central Newport, easy to get to. The doors open at 11 o'clock and close at 3, but there'll be opportunities to talk to employers. And very much they're coming along to discuss with people who are either out of work, in work, looking for a new job, school leavers, graduates, people who are perhaps retired, looking some part-time work. People just want to come along and talk to some of these manufacturing companies out there. I mean, it's amazing what some of these businesses make on the Isle of Wight. Nuclear submarines, we make the navigation systems, obviously we make parts for fighter jets, we make the body shells for Aston Martins. It's very easy to forget, amongst all the doom and gloom of especially the retail sector at the moment, that actually we're doing really well on the island. We just need to have a bit more positivity and get people to get together and actually show how great place it is to work.
Yeah, absolutely. Good for you. I think, you know, the island needs people like yourself because, you know, I try to be as positive as I possibly can. And, you know, sometimes it's difficult, but, you know, I just think we have to be. We're in a privileged position. You know, P is positive and also privileged as well. We're in employment. So, yeah. You know, we've got to help those people. So I think we've definitely got to do this. So 4th of April, if there's people listening, which obviously there are, people listening that got businesses and so on and so forth, do you want them to get involved?
Very much so. I mean, I would say to the larger businesses, get in contact with me, Ruben Loke at Careers Development Group in Newport on 0300 247 2360. I'll happily give you some details on the day. You don't have to have a big stand. You don't have to come along and with posters and flags. You can just come along, mill around, chat to other business people on the day. Chamber of Commerce are going to be there. Several of the large training providers are going to be there. In fact, we're doing it in partnership with Ireland Training, Smart Training and HTP Training. The whole point being is that employers can come along and discuss with the training providers what is on offer to retrain Islanders into these skilled jobs that they're looking to put people into. So it's not just an opportunity to come along and apply for work. It's an opportunity to talk to employers, talk to other business leaders, talk to menu partners, and just try and get a feeling for what the island's, where the island's going with regards to future employability.
Okay.
But any small businesses wanted to come along who would like to just be there on the day, just give me a call. You don't need to have a stand. Just come along and join in, and I'll happily give you more details.
Okay. Is there any more details on a website that we can give out?
There is going to be a website soon, but everything's going to be in partnership with the County Press. So we're going to have a lot of coverage with them on the business pages on February the 15th. We should have some more information then on what to expect.
Okay.
And going forward, they're going to be publicising the event quite a lot on their website as well.
Brilliant. Okay, I'm a real admirer of what you do. I think it's fabulous, and I say the Isle of Wight needs a few more people like yourself. So, you know, way to go, you, and anything that we can help with.